Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Holy cow!
Please shut up!
Please shut up!
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
Here comes Brave! Here's the front of the plate!
You're killing me, Smalls!
Brave win! Brave win! Brave win!
I would be honored if you played football for this team.
Me play football?
Vance Dooley and the Georgia damn Bulldogs, baby!
Sorry, late. My mom made me put on my jacket, and then she made me do the dishes.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
That's so funny. Last time I heard that, I laughed so hard I fell off my dinosaur.
Just a bit outside.
Oh, look at the sugar falling out of the sky. Look at the sugar falling out of the sky.
You think you'll ever get out of here?
One day, when I got a long white beard and two or three marbles rolling around upstairs, they let me out.
The Second String Podcast and Now Radio Show on 98.7 FM and AM 1340 WGAU, Athens News and Weather Station.
Billingsley in motion, goes back to the right side. Again, Bryce stands back, looks, throws, it's intercepted. Caught by the Bulldogs at the 20, up the near side, 25, to the 50, to the 40. Down the near sideline, 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Georgia, on their second interception of the night.
I'm not even going to try it a third time, Walker.
You keep working with this audio. You keep trying to make it perfect, man. There's no such thing as a perfect podcast.
I wish people knew, and we've mentioned this before, how little prep work we do for the
well, let's
for
be
each
honest.
Individual show. We just turn the mics on and go.
Let's be honest. If you're listening to us, it's not because you are here for some deep dive into a bunch of stats. If you're listening
thank
to
you,
us,
Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Kareem. You want to hear from a longtime UGA fan, both of us, a fan's perspective about what the team's all about and what to look forward to, and in this case, how to celebrate a national championship.
Sometimes I get in my head, I'm like, am I doing enough over on the morning show or even here? Do I need to go like learn the coach version of football? Do I need to understand X's and O's like nobody else? And I always come back to, nah, I'm good, man. I know the sport of football. I have basic philosophies down, but like you alluded to, if you want an X's and O's, let's break down the film podcast, that's not us, man.
Well, and there are a lot of those, and they're very good at what they do. And I listen to those podcasts, and I follow those accounts on Twitter, and I enjoy that discussion as well. But you and I are just couple of guys that have been fans forever, and we've been watching
national championships.
We've been watching football long enough, at least for me, to see two national championships now.
I've got one under my belt. I need another.
So yeah, we are kind of making it up as we go along, but hopefully you get some laughs out of it, some smiles out of it, and a little bit of information here and there.
All right, that what you just listened to is becoming quickly one of my favorite sound bites out of the 2021 Georgia football season. That is Eli Gold. We played this, I believe, last week. Mm-hmm. Eli Gold's call, who, by the way, is the very famous longtime play-by-play caller for Alabama football.
And if you're not familiar, that was a good impression of Eli Gold there, because whenever Alabama scores a touchdown, you'll hear him go, touchdown Alabama! And it's obnoxious, and you get so tired
of hearing
it.
It's cocky. It just comes with an air of arrogance, and he's well-deserved, by the way.
Sure.
I get why he's so cocky and arrogant, but yeah, it gets under your skin. But the fact that at the very end of that, he had to say these words, Walker.
Touchdown, Georgia.
He just sounds defeated.
Someone,
he sounds deflated and beaten.
Touchdown, Georgia.
Someone on Twitter said you can actually hear his soul leaving his body at that moment.
I love that. And it's something I have cut. And from now on, if you want to just talk about a touchdown, Georgia, Walker, I'll drop this in on you.
Touchdown, Georgia.
It's just such the polar opposite of everything he does in a good times for Alabama. Touchdown, Georgia.
Well,
oh, what a moment.
The good times will continue for Alabama. The tide is not going anywhere. As far as I know, Nick Saban is going to be around for a little while. As far as I know.
Oh, it's going to be angry Nick Saban now. I don't want to cross paths with old St. Nick in 2022.
As far as I know, they still recruit pretty well there in Tuscaloosa, so Georgia will have to deal with them again next season. But I don't, you know, people keep trying to jump ahead. I've had people in the past day or two ask me what I think about the Oregon game. I'm like, I'm not ready. I'm not ready to go there yet. Now, we got some news about our mailman coming back next season, so that helps to kind of clear up the picture of what the Georgia offense is going to look like next year. But I'm just still in the state of mind where I want to celebrate this national championship forever.
I did put my thoughts together real quick in 16.8 seconds of the mailman coming back. You ready?
Okay.
He's coming back. The mail needs delivered in 2022. He did it up and down the coast in Indianapolis, too. My mailbox is always open for Stead the Jet. Now, that would mean something very different coming from another gender, but you know what I'm saying. I want the mail delivered, Walker. I love the fact that my man Stetson is coming back to do it again.
I'm just going to move on from that as fast as I can.
Yeah, sometimes you can make jokes. Mm-hmm. It's okay. But now, I love this. I'm good with it.
Oh, I'm definitely good with it. And what you're seeing is a lot of folks on social media, all these guys are still bashing Stetson Bennett. I'm just not seeing it. And maybe I'm not following the right accounts or maybe I'm not on the right platforms, but I'm not seeing people bashing Stetson Bennett or saying, oh, gosh, I wish he wasn't coming back. Mostly what I'm seeing is very positive comments about Stet. And look, if he comes in next year and he's not the right guy for the job, if Gunnar Stockton or Brock Vandegrift are head and shoulders better than the mailman, Kirby Smart's going to pick up on that.
I'm all about this, man. I'm with you. I don't see the slander. I don't see the hate. I've seen a ton of people talking about the slander and the hate. In a way, that's kind of making it even worse. Like, don't even acknowledge the 1% that make up the vocal majority. I've long preached this, and let's move on quickly. I don't feel like talking about it. I've long preached that Twitter and social media represent less than a percent of a fan base. Every fan base has that 1% that goes online and spews their anger, their frustrations, their angst, and they become the vocal 90% of the noise that you hear in the fan base. Mm-hmm. I don't turn on Feinbaum. Who, Walker?
Paul.
I don't turn on Paul and let the Georgia fans that call into that show represent everything that I believe and feel about Georgia football. And I know there are Alabama fans that are embarrassed of the callers that call in representing Alabama. The point is that, yes, there's going to be some opinions about Stetson Bennett. I've had them over the past couple of years. You have too.
Sure.
But my bottom line on this is this kid won us a national championship along with a bunch of other damn good dogs. Mm-hmm. He has earned every bit the right to come back and every bit the right for me to love him and call him a damn good dog. Mm-hmm. And let's see what happens between now and September 3rd. If he wins the job, let's go beat Oregon. If Brock Vandegrift or somebody else wins the job, guess what? Let's go beat Oregon. I don't really care who the quarterback is. But I love me some Stetson Bennett, and anything less than that, to me, is, I think, unacceptable.
Well, I think people are just concerned that this is going to stunt the growth of some of the younger guys. You got to remember, you still have Carson Beck in the program. You know, at least for now, I mean, these guys may hit the portal before this airs on the radio on Saturday. Who knows? But as of right now, you still got Beck in the program. You still got Brock in the program, and you have Gunner coming into the program, and I think that either Brock Vandegrift or Gunner Stockton is probably the future for the UGA quarterback position. But as you very eloquently said, Stetson Bennett has earned it. And I questioned him along the way last season and this season. Dude showed up in the Orange Bowl and showed up in the national championship game and earned that respect. And he can do whatever the bleep he wants to do now because he is a Georgia football legend.
Just if you want the stats, our man Dane Young crunched them. Here's the playoff stats. This is quarterback A and quarterback B for both playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
One of them went 52 for 85, 550 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions. The other went 37 of 56, 537, 5 touchdowns, and 0 interceptions. Mm. That one with the 4 touchdowns and the 3 interceptions, mm-hmm. that's your Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, Bryce Young. With the 5 touchdowns and 0 interceptions, that'd be your boy Stet the Jet the Mailman, Bennett from Blackshear, Georgia.
So are you trying to tell me that Stetson Bennett is going to be a Heisman contender next season?
Take it away, Walter.
All right, here we go. Mailman's going to deliver in New York City. He's going to win another gigantic trophy. Go ahead and put it in the Buzzmere building now.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
You're welcome, Corrine.
She loves when you sing songs, man.
I know. Well, I love it when she sings, too. She's got a lovely voice.
Yeah, I mean, what you said a moment ago, will it stunt the growth of future quarterbacks? I don't see it that way. I see it as having a proven leader, a proven winner in the quarterback room, and hopefully some of his ethics and some of his work ethic, that is, mm-hmm. will bleed into and transfer over to mm-hmm. the younger guys is what I'm trying to get out of my mouth here. Also, at the same time, remember this. Names like Jake Fromm, mm-hmm. Dwan Mathis, mm-hmm. JT Daniels have mm-hmm. all been chosen over Stetson Bennett over his time here.
True.
I know he just won a national championship, but I do believe that if there is a better option, that Kirby will go with it. He's done it before.
That's right.
And when that option proves to either not be the better option or get hurt, Stetson Bennett takes over. Stetson Bennett wins. And can we just say what we're all thinking too, at least I am? We just won a national championship. It certainly makes this situation a hell of a lot easier to deal with than us trying to come up with reasons why we didn't win it this past season. I think we avoided a really bad offseason by beating Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that with all the departures and the other transfers as well, that beautiful, beautiful man, he gone, Walker.
We hardly knew you, JT.
We will continue to support him as long as
go Gator.
He doesn't go play with Kareem's Gators.
That's
okay.
Right.
Other than that, we'll support JT Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
Jermaine Burton gone as well. But I think the offseason is so incredibly, hot take, different when you win a national championship. And you got to just accept it for what it is. When Jermaine Burton leaves, the guy won us a national championship. Mm-hmm. I wish him well.
Yeah.
JT Daniels played a big part in winning us a national championship. I wish him well, as all the others that are going pro and heading elsewhere in the transfer portal. I'm at peace, man. I'm at peace with this Georgia program, and I got to experience a national championship. It's going to be really, really difficult mm-hmm. to bring my mood down.
Yeah.
Even if Georgia doesn't win it next year, it's going to be hard-pressed to make me in a bad mood.
Well, Georgia is still going to have plenty of talent next year. A lot of folks are kind of wringing their hands and worrying about the folks that are graduating, folks that are leaving early for the draft, folks that have hit the portal. And you're right, that front seven is going to look a whole lot different next season. But we knew that all along. And there's talented players to slide into those positions.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Georgia secondary is going to be really good next year. And I trust the Georgia running backs with Kendall Milton leading the way next year. Obviously, if the mailman is the starter, you're pretty short up the quarterback position, and you've got some really good wide receivers coming through that didn't play much this year because of injury. Talking to you, Arian Smith and Dominic Blaylock and Marcus Roseme, Jack Saint. So Georgia and the offensive line looks pretty good at the depth charts that I've seen. So I'm not worried about Georgia next year taking a big step backwards. If Georgia had a horrendous schedule next year, and I mean like a real scary schedule next year, you had, you know, Oklahoma and Alabama on the schedule, then I might be worried. But Georgia's 2022 schedule is pretty easy outside of the Oregon game.
Dave and I looked at it this morning, and even Oregon with a first-year head coach, and we love Dan Lanning.
Yeah.
We don't wish him well September 3rd, but outside of that, love you, Dan. they're going to be a step back from what they are now. A lot of their key playmakers are moving on to the NFL or not going to be there. And you got Bo Nix coming in. I'm sorry, make whatever joke you want, but Bo Nix has not gone well against Georgia defenses. He just has not. It's been pretty bad, actually. But looking at Georgia's 12-game regular season schedule next year, I expect Georgia to be 12-0 in the SEC championship game. I really do. Is Tennessee our biggest obstacle?
Well, if Tennessee's your biggest obstacle,
I mean, Hendon Hooker's coming back. Good for them, but you should not lose to Tennessee in Athens next year.
No.
You should not lose to Auburn, whose transfer portal's eating them alive.
Right.
In Athens next year.
Not Florida.
You're not going to go to Mississippi State and lose that game. Maybe you get a scare at Kentucky because they are decent, but you should not lose at Kentucky.
Yeah.
I don't see anything on this schedule that makes me think that Georgia will not win the game. Now, it's not easy to go 12-0.
Mm-hmm.
A few teams do that. There may be one of those, oh my gosh, what the on earth was that moments throughout the season. But even if you lose a game on that schedule, I still think you represent the East in the SEC championship game. So,
and that's all you have to do.
Is all lining up to be another very good 2022 with whoever you have on that roster. And I love that my man Stetson Bennett's coming back to lead it. I think it's a great, great thing.
I think it's a great thing as well. And we've learned this over the years. All you have to do is go 12-0 or 11-1. That's it. That's all you got to do. And get to the SEC championship game. Put yourself in a position to make that college football playoff. Georgia now has been to the college football playoff twice. They've won a national championship. They should feel pretty comfortable, making that the goal every season. And I know that was the goal all along for Kirby. I know that was the goal all along for Mark Richt, was to make a national championship game. But now that you've kind of been there and you've tasted it and you've tasted the glory of the victory, it seems more logical, does it not, to say, yeah, we should be aiming for the college football playoff every season, at least for the foreseeable future.
And again, there have been no repeat CFP playoff winners. It hasn't happened.
What?
There's been eight playoffs and not a single repeat winner yet. Not even Alabama.
Touchdown, Alabama.
Touchdown, Georgia.
Thank you, Eli.
Thank you.
I'm not ready to turn the page yet, like you said. I'm ready to relish in this for a long time. My high has not come down at all.
I am
loving everything. Yeah. I enjoyed myself at the celebration on Saturday. It was good to be in Athens with literally 100,000 happy fans all there for one reason, and that is to celebrate the national championship. How about this? Did you see where Fanatics is reporting that Georgia fans have absolutely crushed the record of like a 20 in the first 24 hours, I think, if I'm saying that right, Georgia fans ordered more championship gear than like Alabama ordered in 30 days last season. Just, and maybe that's a bad example. They're so used to it. I don't know if you have to buy all the gear for every Alabama championship.
Touchdown, Georgia.
But certainly Georgia fans, myself included, have ordered a lot of stuff.
Good.
That should be coming in over the next month or so. It's awesome, man.
Georgia fans should be proud, should be extremely proud to be a part of this. And I've said it all along, you know, when you talk about your favorite team and you say, well, we did it, we won, and sometimes people will kind of laugh at you, say, well, you're not on the team. Hey, look, every fan that participated in this season, that went to a game, that went to that parade, that made a trip to Charlotte or Indianapolis, you deserve some credit, and Kirby Smart would tell you the same thing.
Everybody's part of the team, no doubt. I did like how one person put it, and for some of us, not all. My degree on my wall doesn't say Atlanta Braves.
That's right.
But my degree says Georgia Bulldogs on the wall.
But
you don't have to have a degree to be part of this team. That's not what I'm saying at all. We got to hit a break, but before we do, Walker, check this out. This might be news to you. We are going to give away a commemorative football.
Is that right?
Right here on the podcast. I'll tell you how we're going to do it on the second half of the show, so stick around. But Nyko Sports has put together these really, really cool Georgia National Championship commemorative footballs. We have one that we get to give away. And if you want details on how to win that football, just stick around at the end of the show. We'll give you instructions on how we're going to do it. So there's your tease.
Okay.
But we're going to come back and wrap up the first half of the show on the other side. It is the Second String Podcast right here on WGAU.
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it?
Touchdown, Georgia.
You're listening to the Second String on 98.7 FM and AM 1340 WGAU, Athens News and Weather Station.
Touchdown, Georgia.
All right, does this song bother you at all? Has it ever?
No, not really. I don't associate Lynyrd Skynyrd with the University of Alabama. I associate them with the state of Alabama.
I never really have either. This song, in actuality, like, reminds me of all the great times I've had with friends at Talladega.
Mm. Very nice.
And that's this song, obviously, for good reason, cranks a lot out in the campground of Talladega Super Speedway. And I've been many times.
As it should.
I've also never really associated it with Alabama football, but I feel like lately it has bothered me more than it used to.
Well, Georgia fans had gotten a little frustrated, and we had gotten a little petty after losing to Alabama.
But you know what I say now, Walker?
What?
Touchdown, Georgia.
And I'll say this, I've never spent a lot of time around the Alabama football fan base. I went to Tuscaloosa for a game, I think in 2002. I didn't attend any of the SEC championship games or the national championship game at the Benz. So Indianapolis was the first time I'd really been around them. And most of them, surprisingly, Logan, are not like the callers on the Paul Feinbaum show.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them were very, very nice, sensible fans. And I'll say this, they didn't have an air of cockiness or arrogance about them, but it was just a like, oh, well, this is y'all's first time kind of attitude. Like, oh, really? Oh, how about that?
The proverbial patting of the head is so like demoralizing and
it is, but I don't
it's
even
insulting.
I don't even know that they mean to do it. Like I talked to a guy and I said, "Well, Alabama plays in the national championship game seemingly every other season. Like, what brought you to Indianapolis of all places?" And he said, "Oh, well, next year it's in Los Angeles, and I know I won't be able to make it to L.A., so I thought this might be better." He's already planning next year's national championship
That's what
game.
They do, and they've earned it. I get it. They've definitely earned that reputation and that cockiness. I wish we had it.
Well, I think
maybe
we
will.
This
maybe.
Is kind of what I was talking about earlier with, you know, making it your goal to win a national title every year. Remember Hope from SEC Shorts? She said, "You used to hope that you can do it, but now you know that you can do it." So why not, Georgia fans? Let's start talking about L.A. next January. I'd love to go.
Be a nice trip. We had so much fun in Pasadena a few years ago. If we went out for another, like even more on the line, I could. That'd be fun.
It would be a lot of fun.
All right, Walker, just a couple minutes before we break again. Again, stick around at the end of the show. We'll tell you how to win that Nyko Sports football. It's a really, really cool-looking football, by the way. But how much money have you spent on gear?
So far, zero.
How have you spent nothing 10 days after the fact?
First of all,
I'm at like $800 right now, man.
First of all, I spent a lot more money than I really wanted to or planned to on the trip to Indianapolis.
That's a good point.
And
you don't have that dink money either.
I do not. I've got kids. I've got a wife. So I'm kind of waiting till another payday comes through, or at least waiting until, there's more supply out there. But yeah, eventually I will load the closet down with UGA national championship gear. I kind of did the same thing with the Braves. I waited at least a month before I even started looking for it.
Well, my wife has put a hold on my debit card. I'm going to need to hold a 20 to get home, Walker. I'm low on gas right now, man. I appreciate that.
I'll call you an Uber.
I very much appreciate that. All right, Walker, let's take a break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll just keep it going, man. I feel like no party should slow down just yet. Let's just keep on talking about our favorite moments, our favorite memories from the 2021 season, and we'll get to 2022. I'm just not ready yet. I'm not ready to flip that page at all.
You got G-Day coming up.
Oh, that's going to be such a good day.
Then we can start talking.
We've got such a good spring ahead. I'm giddy thinking about it. I've got spring fever way too early, Walker. It's only January 21st right now, so we'll get there. All right, second half coming up. Logan and Walker right here on the Second String Podcast on WGAU.
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it?
You're listening to the Second String on 98.7 FM and AM 1340 WGAU, Athens News and Weather Station.
Walker, do you know how I know people love us?
Well, when we see how many people have downloaded our podcast.
I don't even know if we can do that, can we?
I think last week there was like 12.
I think we're up to 15, man.
That's how we know people love us.
I know people love us because we're a day late on our podcast, and we got people knocking on our door saying, hey, what's up with that Second String podcast? We need more of that Second String.
That's a good feeling when...
Where are you guys at?
What are you doing?
That's what they're asking.
When you're creating content and people want more. That's what you're trying to do in this industry, right, Logan?
It's the Dave Chappelle meme. It's like, you got any more of them Netflix shows? Or
we are the creators. We are the influencers. I don't know if we're influencing anybody.
Well, you know, meetings happen, meetings take place. And we're just glad to bring you a Second String podcast. Another one as a national champion. This makes two now.
It feels good.
Have you even given much thought to like how beautiful, how great this spring and summer are going to be as a stress-free,
yeah,
not only a national champion, but a World Series champion? Mm-hmm. And hopefully we get baseball up and running on time, and there's some question about that. But eventually we're going to play baseball again, and your World Series champion Atlanta Braves are going to take the field with or without...
Who is Eddie Rosario and where the hell did he come from?
We don't know right now, but eventually we will.
We could be saying, where the hell did he go? I would hate to say that, but we could be. You don't know what the Braves team is going to look like. I mean, with the lockdown, free agency has been shut down. And is Freddie Freeman going to play first base? Will the Braves even start their season on time? I don't know. But to answer your question, I'm unstressed about any of it, and I owe all of that to the mailman.
Got that right.
Kirby Smart.
Got
and
that right.
Senor Keely Ringo.
Let's do a quick fact check.
Touchdown, Georgia.
Thank you, Eli, for bringing up the rear. I have this vision. I've been telling my wife for the last couple of weeks, actually, even before Georgia won the national championship. It's like, I got spring fever, man.
Yeah.
I don't love the dead of winter. I like the holidays. I like the build up to Christmas. But yeah, after Christmas and New Year's are behind you, I think this stretch right now, early January, all the way up through like opening day of college baseball, and even then, don't get me wrong, the beginning of college baseball is a winter sport.
Oh, for sure.
You are not going and enjoying spring days on February 18th at Foley Field. You may have a day where the weather's a little warmer than normal, but still, it's not spring by any stretch. But if you want to make that my favorite time of year, let the dogs win that natty, baby. I'm loving life right now, man. But still, I have this vision. What I was getting to is that I have this vision of taking the Booker's boat out sometime in late spring, summertime, on just one of those days where you don't have anything to do, but you put the dogs on the boat, you take them to the island, you park, you set your chairs up, you float in the water, you crank up the Marshall Tucker band we were just jamming to. Mm-hmm. But in this vision I have, Walker, I've got two things. I got two things I've never had before. And I've already purchased these. I have these physically, tangibly in my possession. I got a boat flag that says 2021 World Series Champions on it with that beautiful Braves A.
Go Braves.
I've got another boat flag with that beautiful championship logo you're looking at on my coffee cup right there for the dogs.
Let's go, dogs.
And I don't know which one I'll fly on what day. I kind of want to buy a second flag pole just to fly them both off the back of the Booker boat.
Fair enough.
But in this vision I have, it's just... The stress that has been lifted off of us, and we can look forward to next football season without the angst and the questioning of, will Kirby ever get it done? Can the dogs ever deliver? And all the noise that would have come with that, of the fan base first, questioning ourselves, the narrative that you would have seen on your favorite show. What is it called?
The Paul Feinbaum Show.
The Paul.
Paul.
Them dogs ain't going to win it, Paul. And we would have had to not celebrate, goodness gracious, we would have had to deal with another Alabama national championship. Mm-hmm. I just think this upcoming next nine-month stretch between now and football, and we'll have baseball obviously starting at some point, I just think we're in for a really good 2022.
Enjoy it. I mean, this is the time of year where you would already start to look ahead. You're looking at the 2022 schedule. You're maybe thinking about what games you might want to go to. You're looking at the roster and, okay, who's transferred, who's getting drafted, what players might we be able to get out of the portal? And people are still doing that. It's not like that's not happening, but it's not – I hope you feel the same way as I do. It's not with the same angst. It's not with this like, oh, if we could just get that kid – then we could maybe win it all next year.
There have been plenty of years where I thought, oh, if this guy and that guy would have stayed or if they didn't transfer, mm-hmm. that Georgia would have had a real shot at a national championship the next year. And the guys you're referring to, the Jermaine Burtons, mm-hmm. the JT Daniels, the Justin Robinson, who else has already transferred out there? Others out there, Amir Speed, these guys that are leaving, and there's going to be more. And we know that that's the way it is now. You'll see more after spring practice. You'll see some during the summer. You'll see some maybe in the next few days. I'm 100% with you. It's sort of like, all right, pat him on the back. Would have mm-hmm. loved to have had you back, but you gave me what my ultimate holy grail vision of a sports fan was, and that's a national championship at the University of Georgia. Let me ask you this, though. This is sort of a news in the process right now, and I think this may come to fruition fairly soon. I'm rooting for it. You saw who was in Athens yesterday?
The Lane Train.
The Lane Train, ooh. Baby. How would you like, and I think about this, before you just think of them in a different uniform, mm-hmm. how would you like to sit on a fall Saturday, when I should have had it ready, that CBS college football music blares up.
What are you doing?
Not as good. No. But that music cranks up. All of a sudden, there's the overhead shot. It's in – let me look at the schedule here. It's in – well, we'll just pick. We'll just say it's in Oxford, Mississippi.
Vaught-Hemingway Stadium.
Vaught-Hemingway Stadium and the Alabama Crimson Ooh. Tide and the Ole Miss Rebels.
The Ole Misses.
Getting ready to do some business. Yeah. And how would you like for JT Daniels and Jermaine Burton to be on that team given Alabama fits?
I was just going to ask, is that beautiful, beautiful man starting for the Ole Misses?
I have already moved on 100% from like the, oh man, he's not going to be a dog next year. Mm-hmm. And we love that beautiful, beautiful man.
Absolutely.
We will wish him well as long as he doesn't put on a Florida uniform or a Georgia Tech uniform.
You got that right.
Or an Auburn uniform or an Alabama uniform. I can keep going. Actually, how about this? Here, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Mm-hmm. Ole Miss is coming to Bobby Dodd Stadium to play Georgia Tech next
right?
year. How would you love to watch JT Daniels dice up the Jackets?
I would love it.
On September 17th.
I would love watching him play for Lane Kiffin all the way up until the point where they made the SEC championship game and had to play the dogs at the Benz. Well, then it would stress me out a little bit.
But here's the thing, and Dave and I talked about that this morning. We put a 0.00001% chance that Ole Miss represents the West in the SEC championship
game.
So
you're saying there's a chance?
There is a chance, Lloyd Christmas, but you're probably not going to see Ole Miss next year. I love this. I hope this happens. I sure. really want to see JT Daniels and Jermaine Burton wreak havoc and at least cause some fits. They're not going to beat all those teams. They're not going to beat A&M. I don't think they're going to beat Alabama. They may not even beat LSU, but I want to see them go there and just have some fun and wreak some havoc on some SEC West programs.
Listen, if you have any kind of issue with Stetson Bennett or if you have any kind of issue with JT Daniels leaving the program at this point, just calm down. Just relax.
What are you doing?
JT Daniels came here from USC. He went through that awful knee injury. He waited for his time. He was 7-0 as a starter for the University of Georgia. Mm. He won us a Peach Bowl. He beat those ugly, stinking, nasty Clemson Tigers in Charlotte.
Mm.
I would have loved to have seen him do more in his career as a dog, but he gave us some great moments and certainly contributed to the Georgia Bulldogs winning a national championship this year. So I will always be happy with that beautiful, beautiful man. I hope he goes to Oxford and wins himself a Heisman.
Kareen is actually asking. She rarely asks to speak. She just does it. But she's raising her hand very, very politely over there. She says she's put together a cheer to wish JT Daniels and Jermaine Burton well.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Them the Gators don't take no jive. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
You're welcome. I don't think that JT and Jermaine are going to go play for those lousy, stinking Gators.
Yeah, but she's trying.
I know.
She's trying hard. She loves JT like we love JT. Looking at the 2022 Georgia schedule, We may have already kind of brushed over this thing, but you play Oregon in however many days it is. And
225.
Did you see what I put on the whiteboard in there? I know you've always been good about updating, like, hey, beat Oregon or whatever it is next. I made a new hashtag. Attack the quack, baby.
Attack the quack.
Attack the quack. Get it trending over on the socials, and be sure and credit me when you do it. Yeah, attack the quack, baby. Not attack the day. Attack the quack.
Do it, Twitter fam.
Bo Nix is going to roll up into Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which will be his first time ever playing in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. He was not on the 17 team.
Must suck for him.
Must suck for him. Yeah, but then you got Samford, South Carolina. Okay, they got Spencer Rattler. Could be a tricky one out in Columbia, but I'm not ready to anoint them as better than Georgia. Kent State, Missouri, Auburn, Vanderbilt, them lousy, nasty, ugly. just disgusting.
Smelly.
Wretched.
Go Gator.
Florida Gators down in Jacksonville. We got to get Tennessee coming to town. We're going to Mississippi State. In fact, you and I have declared we're hopping in the 960, the ref wagon, and driving down to Mississippi State. We're going to go to Kentucky and then come back and play Georgia Tech. 12-0, baby. 12-0 easy. Am I right? What game on there is going to be a loss for Georgia, Walker?
I love your optimism. I think probably none of the SEC games.
So either Oregon, Samford, Kent State, or Georgia Tech.
I was just trying to think if maybe Tennessee or Florida could end up being a tricky game.
No, not Florida. Florida's going to be a mess. Tennessee will be better, but I don't think Tennessee is going to roll into Athens in November and be better than Georgia better. Maybe, and this is a reach, I'm just trying to come up with something here, a devil's advocate. You're going to go to Mississippi State November 12th.
Mike Leach.
The very next week you go to Kentucky. You're moving around a lot, okay? You're going to go up to the Wildcats, which they can play you tough. Mark Stoops got a good little program going. So just to throw a name out there, is Kentucky the biggest threat?
Kentucky could be a tough game, although we've seen that movie before where it's like, oh, this is the year that Kentucky's finally going to challenge Georgia. Usually Georgia pulls away in that game in the second half. I think Oregon is really your only thing that's going to stand in your way of going 12-0. You're starting the season with a lot of new pieces. Now, most likely you will have your sixth-year super senior back at quarterback, so that'll stabilize things a bit. But you will see a lot of new starters next year for the Dogs. And Oregon is going to come in here, and, hey, our boy Dan Lanning's got something to prove, and Oregon's going to come in here and say, hey, we're going to take down a mighty SEC team. We're going to take down the national champions on opening weekend at the Benz on national TV. This is going to be a huge game for their program. So I think that's going to be a very close game going into the fourth quarter, maybe all the way down to the wire. But if you get past that one, yeah, you could very well be looking at 12-0.
But how stress-free are we, man? We are feeling good.
I feel good about it. Now, probably sometime in August, I will get really stressed out about this game against the Ducks. Attack the quack.
Attack the quack.
As you say. But for now, I'm
Thank
not
you, Mr.
stressing
Speaker.
It. You know, the players that are about to get drafted, I'm really excited for them. The players that have gone in the portal, I'm really excited for them. The players that are coming into the program, I'm really excited about that. I can't wait for G-Day. I want to see what Brock Vandergriff and Gunnar Stockton have to offer. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun this offseason. We'll get to watch the Masters. We'll get to go through baseball season and not worry about what football season's going to look like.
Walker, you mentioned Brock Vandegrift and Gunnar Stockton. Why do you hate Stetson Bennett, bro?
I don't hate Stetson Bennett.
You just said you hated Stetson Bennett.
I just want to see what these other kids might have, and G-Day is the place to explore that, right?
I want you to eat! I want you to eat!
We want them all to eat.
Look, we know what Stetson Bennett does. We know what he's capable of. We know how good he is. We know how mobile he is. He's got a great arm. At G-Day, it's an exhibition. I want to see what the young kids can do. I want to see these kids ball out. Let's go.
You know, they say if you don't win G-Day, you don't have a single chance at winning the
NCAA BCS Championship Bowl game.
Oh, man. Do we tell the people now?
I think you
should.
Do we
unleash what we've been working on?
This is very exciting, actually.
So we don't have them yet, okay? We don't have them yet. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, the T-shirts are coming. Well, that they may. They still may. But we do have and have secured an order for what I think are some absolutely beautiful stickers. that say Walker?
NCAA BS BCS Championship Bowl game.
The prototype Champions. That I have received and I've shared with Walker and I've shown a couple other very, very exclusive people. Not many. I've shared with a couple cheeseheads, actually. Okay, I've shown a couple that may or may not work in this building. But anyway, the point is, these things look darn good.
They do.
I'm gonna how the sausage is made. Okay, here's the way it works. I know someone that does design stuff. Mm-hmm. I threw a $20 bill their way and said, "Can you design something simple with this phrase on it?" And they exceeded my expectations. It is beautiful, but the stickers are being made. And I think here's what we're going to do, Walker. And again, don't hit me up yet, okay? We'll get there. Next week, I'm hoping that we'll have these things in hand and ready to distribute. But I think in order to keep the cycle going, because we are having to fork out some money for these things, and we don't have a budget.
It's true.
Our budget is $0 and 0 cents.
Can confirm.
If we can do this, and I don't think this is going to be a bad thing at all, if we can charge $2, $2, that's it. And I promise once you see it, you're going to think that is a steal. But here's the thing, $2, if you like Venmo us $2, that will not only cover the production, it'll also cover us shipping it to you, the stamp. And then we can keep that cycle going as long as the demand is there.
Okay.
So I think that's fair, $2 for a sticker. And then again, I promise you're going to think it's worth it. It's great. Hey, speaking of other stuff we're giving away, or we're going to have for a giveaway, on the other side of this break, we're going to tell you how to enter for that Nyko Sports football that we're giving away. This thing is awesome. We'll tell you more about it on the other side. We'll tell you how to get your name in the hat, and we'll literally have a hat of names to draw on next week's show. But we'll tell you more coming up next. It's the Second String Podcast right here on WGAU.
Alabama, a Ringo ate your baby.
Now back to the Second String on 98.7 FM and AM 1340 WGAU, Athens News and Weather Station.
And welcome back to the Second String Podcast and now radio show. It's been a radio show for what, Walker, 3 years now?
That's right.
But we still like to say, and now radio show, just to make us sound like we're doing great things.
Something brand new.
We want our wives to be proud of us. Just give us this moment, okay?
My wife has yet to be proud of anything I've done in radio.
My wife thinks I go to work just to play every morning.
I think mine does too.
Has your wife ever pulled this, let me ask, in a heat of maybe an argument or something, nothing too serious, but has she ever gone like, "Well, I have a real job I have to do"?
She has,
and you're like, and that makes you feel low, man. You're like, man,
she's not wrong.
She's not wrong.
My wife was a counselor for 20 years, and now teaches. But I mean, when she was counseling, she was dealing with life and death issues every day, and I'm sitting over here talking about football.
Well, speaking of footballs, let's give away a football. like we tease you. This is awesome, by the way. We've given away a few of these on the 960 The Ref Morning Show. Nyko Sports made a commemorative limited edition exclusive football that celebrates the Georgia National Championship just 11 days ago at the time of recording this. These footballs are awesome. They got the full schedule on it. They've got the National Championship logo. They've got the Georgia helmet, the Georgia G. They're kind of multicolored, red and white. It's beautiful. They're only making 50. Or I'm sorry, 50. They're making 5,000 of these. 5,000. You can buy one for $99.
Ooh.
So if you do not win this thing, you can go to nykosports.com or you can call them. They have a toll-free number, 800-345-2868, and you can call and order one of these things if you do not win it with us. And here's how we're going to do this. Walker, what did we decide? Because what we need to do is create a cup full of names. And I know this is a podcast, so we're not live on air right now. How do we create this cup? What have we come up with?
So I would say in the next week, before you and I record again,
you have until the end of day Wednesday of next week.
There you go.
Okay.
You need to go on the Twitters and use the hashtag Second String Podcast.
That is vital, by the way. You have to use that hashtag.
And drop the phrase for us drop
NCAA BCS Championship Bowl game.
That's it. NCAA BS BCS National Championship Bowl Game Champions.
NCAA BS BCS Championship Bowl Game.
So when you use that hashtag, spell it out. SECONDSTRING PODCAST, Second String Podcast. It would help if you tagged me and Walker. I'm at Logan M. Booker.
I'm at Walker Country.
Okay, and what we're going to do is we'll keep a collection of all these on our Twitter. This makes it very easy for us, and everybody that does that over the next several days, we will physically write your name and your Twitter handle on a piece of paper. We're going to put it in a cup, and next week on the show, our girl Chloe down the hall, your morning co-host, will reach in and pull a name out, and you will be the winner of this NICO commemorative football, which is just so awesome.
Just keep in mind, the important part is to use the hashtag Second String Podcast. If you don't get Corrine's phrase exactly right.
NCAA BS BCS Championship Bowl Game.
We will know what you mean.
Yes.
And we will still put you in the cup, even if it's not.
So that's it.
Perfect.
That's it. We'll keep a collection, and we wish everybody the best of luck. And we'll even, like, video Chloe doing this to make sure that this thing is as legit as it gets. And no favorites. We will draw a name, and whoever's name comes out of that cup, you are going to be the winner of this football. Pretty cool, huh?
If it's five people or 50,000 people.
If it's one, then guess what?
Then you're the winner. Look at you. You're a winner.
Mrs. Booker, you're not eligible. And Mrs. Future, soon to be Dr. Walker, not eligible.
A pretty cool prize.
All right.
Though.
Best of luck, man. This is pretty cool. Go tweet the phrase and tag us and use the hashtag Second String Podcast, and we'll get you all in a cup.
NCAA, BS, BCS, National Championship Bowl Game.
Walker, we've left you exactly 2 minutes for the Walker segment.
One, thank you to our man Joseph, who me some confetti and some other funsies.
Wait, he did what?
Lucas Oil Stadium and the Georgia Bulldog National Championship.
Yeah, he sent me a box of this, too. Lila actually sent us the box, man. Thank you very, very much. That is such a cool gift that will sit in my desk at home forever.
Cool little case with a national champion sticker on it. I just wanted to say I definitely appreciate that. It is on my mantle right now, but I don't know how long Mrs. Walker will let it stay on the mantle.
I give it a week.
Dr. Walker is a little particular about things.
Dr. Walker?
Not yet.
Okay,
she's
soon to be Dr.
Hopefully in May she will be Dr. Walker officially.
It's going to change the show.
I know. And the second thing I wanted to mention, the NFL playoffs this weekend. Go Niners. I hope my boys can go into Lambeau Field and beat that bleep Aaron Rodgers.
I'll give you three bleeps. 4 degrees, Walker. 4 degrees game temperature.
You think
winds of like 15 miles an hour.
You think a bunch of guys from California are ready to play in 4 degree weather in Wisconsin?
It is. San Francisco is not the warmest of California cities, so I give you a chance. I'll say that. Looking forward to the NFL weekend, though.
Yeah, got some good games. I like that Bengals-Titans matchup a lot. Our man Matt Stafford, our man Sony Michel, a couple of DGDs. Go and try to beat the world champion Bucks.
Take down Tom, baby. Take him down.
Rams.
All right, Walker, we're going to jump over to the entertainments. It'll be maybe a little abbreviated. I got a meeting coming up, which kind of stinks, but we'll talk about a few things. You got some things on your list.
Ozark.
I haven't watched any of it yet, but I cannot wait to roll in here next week, having watched all seven of the episodes that just dropped this week. All right, we'll do that again. Tweet. Go back and listen again if you have to. All the instructions are there to get in to win that football. We are the Second String Podcast. Head it over to iTunes right here on WGAU.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.